begin the grand daf and settle the babas of the flamen alf. Begin the man alf. Begin the test master. Begins the gemara. Abul achla shishnin b'chule. But if he only had it for 6 years, then there's no greater macha from this other person that he sold it to. Now hekri ribar mardcha. The Rivam asks, wait a second. Afil loy aisi sahadi. Why? Even if he doesn't bring witnesses, eld achla shalishnin. Even if he only had it for 3 years, forget about 6 or 7. He should be believed to say that he had bought it before this other guy. What's a migui? If he wanted, he could have said, Minach Zibin, that bought it from you. And you didn't protest. He could have made such a claim. He would have won because he had it 3 years of chazaka. So Bemri says, no, the ends are migui. Why not? Because the Mikachal Eitan Klal, in the beginning, he would never make such a claim, Minach Zibin, that bought it from you. He doesn't know if this guy has a document that he bought it from that the guy that he bought it from, to make such a claim, because it wouldn't help from someone that's not even the owner. So he doesn't have such a migui to make such a claim. Next test master begin with the words of Gemara. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Mavel is shaker. Well, what should he lie? This guy brought Edom on his chazaka of 3 years of the karka, and he says that it says from his father. He's believed, opposite the other guy who says that it was from his father, because he could have said that, he could have said he bought it from that guy. Which says Rabbi Garcin, the Gersin has to be Rabbah, and not Rabbah, because Rabbi of a Rabbah, I mean, like, come on, and the Flamimon Bey is the least ruler, they don't hold Hadir of Chizda, the Malle Shaker, but Mokam Edim Le Minan, that they don't hold a Grav Chizda that Paskins in a similar case like Rabbah, because you don't say a Migui to validate a claim that the field was his father's when you have two witnesses testifying opposite that. You don't say Malul the Shaker, because of the Mokam Edim. So therefore, obviously, this has to be Rabba, not Rabba. Next says Master begin with the words of the Gemara. Well, that's what the other opinion says. That no Malul the Shaker Mokam Edim, as we said, that therefore can't be Rabba. No, to say Malul the Shaker, to say that's what he believed, says Abaya, which we said about, and Rabbah are both like that, not like Rabbah. But Mokam Edim, when it's against Edim, so Leimrina, so then we don't say that. So he says, you can't say Migu that he could have gotten the karka by claiming that he bought it from Ma'ar to help, because that he has witnesses that say that no, that it was his father's, and therefore it doesn't help when his claim that he's saying it's from his father's, which... Taimba l'Rashba. It's a wonder to the Rashba because I might have a Mokam Edim. Why is this considered contradicted by the witnesses? Why didn't they say that it was his father's for one day? But then Mishalab come my voice up. That his father's bought it from his father's. We make the claims for a Yairish that he doesn't know, and we'll make whatever claim that his father might have made. Then we believe him that he says that his father lived there one day. Because he could have said, I bought it from you. And also the Gemara later on, the Kamri Nardoi say that he says, "Oh, my father was aborted from your father's." The Chazir Batayin, where Nardoi say that if you subsequently go and you explain, that type of explanation. So that's not a problem about Chayzer Batayin. But what do you mean? Even if he doesn't claim that he bought it, Ela Amar Shadar B'Yem Echad says he lived there one day, Anantaninle, we should make the claim for him. So why? Same type of a question, that it should be from his father. So why do you have to say, because Chayzer Batayin or be here, why do you have to say that, why are you saying it's considered even Mokam Edim in the first place? So, but Ami ben Yitzchak explains, though, because the Shalabaisi Mashma, when the guy says it was my father's, it sounds like Shalabaisi Oivim Shalabaisi. It means that it was always my father's. Not that it was bought at any point. Ashifash B'dvarv, until he explains his words. And L'kamon, and the Gemara later on, the Nokat that explains Shalakhua, that they bought it, L'shatok Shiyitin, it's not like he has to know that they bought it. That is from my father. That I saw they lived there one day. Therefore, I want to marry him. Because then maybe my fathers had bought it from your fathers. But mishpat rightfully between the Yerush, and we're making this claim for the Irish, and mechayev them to being witnesses that it's not the case. Also, if the machzik is not claiming this definitively, but there is such a maybe, so we make such a claim for him. So therefore, that really is like what we were saying in the question. Next, there's master begins the Gemara. Moi nardoi, nardoins agree that heichadam shalikhu v'chulu. That if he says that was my father's, that born from your father's, then he's that type of explanation he is believed. Which mesafka l'ri, the reason I show, however, heichad enafik l'vroi, if he had gone out of court, v'chazav also came back in lebezn to bezn, he must l'meim hachi, because we see the Gemara utilizes that as a flaw. Question in this, where it's really a very valid explanation, it's not really contradicting anything, would that be a flaw in this case or not? I think the test master begins with the words of the Gemara. Amali, Rava said, Bava eid is mochashasi. Rava asked Rav Nachman, he says, why you believe in the words of the Edom that testify that the carcass from his father's are one of the Baladinim, but this testimony is contradicted in the other aspect of that he was there for 3 years, because the other witness is saying that the other guy was there for 3 years. So how could you utilize that aspect of their testimony? It says it's a wonder, because I might have an Eidz Mecheshes. Why is Rava saying that it's refuted testimony, but for Rava is like Meruba. Rava holds himself, and Baba Kamen Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, Upeg Zabur, and the Gemara Sanedin of Chob Zayin Men Alf. The Eidz Zayin, when it comes to when witnesses tell the first pair of witnesses, how could you have said that you with us somewhere else? That Allah is Mekan La Bahon Nifsal. It's only from that point onward that the first set of witnesses become invalidated. And v'lemifsel el mashod is kachish, and they only become invalid from the moment that the hakhasha, the refutation happens. And v'slamema, and therefore we should say, which Tyson now is drawing to our Gemara, ach losa this kachish as kachish. Yeah, for the second part of their testimony, they said two things. They said that it was father's, and that he ate shnei chazaka. So on the second half, on the achila, yeah, from that makan laba, he should be refuted. I've also the leskachas, but what do you mean? From the fact of that it was his father's, which never refuted, should not be refuted. This is how the Gemara says, Baba Kamen Davayin Gilam Adav. The Hazama was on the second half of this Ganem that he's slaughtered. And on the Geneva, the first part, for that Hazama does not apply. Even though that within a few moments, the testimony of the theft was for the same thing for the slaughtering. The Rava, Kibin Mehishaita, the Komesazmi, since that moment that the Azama is Hud Komefsili Atvicha, the Itzim, yeah, so what the Hazama was on the Tvicha, fine, Al Geneva del Itzim, Lo Itzim, but on the Geneva there was no Hazama, there's no Hazama. So why are we saying that he should be refuted on the first half of his statement? Now, listen. There's two interpretations for what's the understanding of Rava. Why by Adam Zayim the Kan Labahon Nifsal. Listen to the time of according to the interpretation that the reasoning of Rava over there is Mishum the Eid Zayim Chiddush, because the Allah of Eid Zayim is a novelty. Because why should you believe the second pair of witnesses over the first one? El Mashas Chiddusha. You only have it from the moment of the novelty and onwards. So that makes sense. So that's only by Hazama. Here is not Hazama. So it would refute the whole thing. But listen, the Mefarish time of the Rav. But according to the interpretation that explains the reasoning of Rav, Mishum Pseid the Lekuches, because the loss of the Lekuches, because they didn't know about this, so why should they lose out? So here also we should believe them up until the refutation, which is only the second half of the statement. Now, Fila Heichad like Pseid the Lekuches, even where there is no loss of the Lekuches, Loi Mifsel Mafreya, we still don't say that we'll invalidate it retroactively. Afilahi Lishna, even according to that interpretation, Medibay Hasam, for the fact that the Gemara asked whether the Amayikim and Hailishna, what's the difference between these two different interpretations because of Chedushai or because of Pseid Lakuches? Why come the Gemara does not say Ikim and Ayu, the difference between them is Lahechid like a Pseido, that when there's no Pseid Lakuches of any loss of Lakuches? So you see that even if there's no Pseid Lakuches, it won't be Mekan Labba. So if that's the case, so according to that Lishna, it's difficult. So why over here is Rava saying that the whole statement will be refuted? Why isn't it Mekan Laba? But another difficulty is the Kam B'Samach. The Gemara says, that according to Rav Chizda, Kulam Alei Pligi, no one's going to disagree. As we'll see in Amad Beis, what that's talking about. Now, Mashmet sounds like Rav Nachman,
The Matzi Sabbath Shaminik Reb Chizda, he can't hold under any circumstance like Reb Chizda. The Chashuv is Sadi Shaker, because he considers them as false witnesses. Not Manoli. Where do you get this from? Dumas Sabbath Reb Nachman. Maybe Reb Nachman holds the Mekan Labo Hu Nefsel, that the invalidation is only from here on. And no one said that they're considered as totally false witnesses. Now, me, however, you could say, because we don't hold like Rava on this point. Meaning, what this is trying to say is that on Omid Beis, the Gemara explains that the Machlekes Rav Nachman was definitely was not said according to Rav Chizda, who holds that we have two pairs of witnesses that contradict each other. Okay, they're not kosher anymore for testimony, because it sounds like that, because Rav Nachman holds that we're mekabel the edim of the avos, in spite of the fact that they're refuted by the edus of the eating of the yizach hazaka. For sure does not hold like Rav Chizda, who considers them as shakronim. But according to what we explained, that the halacha is lechayra, even if you say that the nefsal is mekan labo, I'm afraid if that's the case, it's possible Rav Nachman paskin that the edus of the avos are mekabel, because it was like Rabba, that the edus is not nefsal mekan labo. So there, at the time of the edus of avos, they're not considered shakronim. Even according to Rav Chizda, yeah, you wouldn't be able to use mekan labo. But that's why the testimony is valid, because it was from beforehand. Which is what Tosfos says. No, this answer you can answer that the Gemara did not want to say that Rav Nachman, who holds that the aid that became apostle is not apostle only kind of labo, like she does Rav, because the mice we don't paskin like that. So says Tosfos, to answer the question, but near the sugi the hacha, it would seem that okay, you're right, that the sugi be here, ki lishna the chiddush must be talking about, as we said, that it makes sense according to that first version, like that Mekan Labo is only held as a chiddush by Edom Zayman, and therefore would not apply over here, because Abolishna the Seid Lekuch is right according to the version of that it's because the lost Lekuch is would hold. They would write, Rabbi would never said that thing to Rav Nachman, because he wouldn't say that it's Edis Mechashas, because it's not, because it's only Mekan Labo. Now, it's actually not comparable at all, our Gemara, to the Gemara there in Baba Kama. Why? There's two different testimonies, which, yeah, Rav is splitting it up, saying, you know, Tvicha Yehuzim, fine, that's the second thing, but the neighbor that you weren't is not. That's because stealing and slaughtering are trei milin nindu, those are two different things. One's kefil, one's dal v'heim. Alachi, therefore, yeah, agneva d'leisazim, leisazim. If you didn't have a zaman, agneva, fine. So since the maledation is from here on, but over here, if the achash is on the being machzik for 3 years, then the achash is also on the fact that it was his father's. The avasa b'lechilasa, because the fact of saying that it was his father's without him being machzikit lemahani would not be effective. That makmin biyade, because we would put it into the possession of this leisadi the achlish ne chazaka. You would give it to the guy who did have it for 3 years. Because that guy's belief to say that it was his father's one day, that if he wanted, he could say it from you. So that's why it's refuted. But still says no. Ultimately, the Gemara makes it sound like when it compares it to the as on base to that other machlekes, it sounds like that it is considered like a different testimony. So then, lost the shop. You're right. It wouldn't work out this pshat of the Rivas simile.